So the Sedra of Maase ends with, again, a revisiting of the Benos Slavchad. And again, because of the love of Eretz Yisrael, they didn't want to lose any part of their land for their Shevet by marrying out of the tribe. So they asked, you know, what should be done? So Moshe again spoke to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says, "V'etzav Moshe es bnei Yisrael al pi Adonai leimor, kein mata bnei Yosef dovrim." And again, he referred to them as the shave of the son of Joseph, again because of Joseph's love for Yisrael. It says that davar shetiv Adonai levno slavchad leimor la tov einem tiyena l'nashim ach l'mishpachas matavi em tiyena l'nashim. In other words, marry whoever you want, but in your shevet. So this way, your nachla, the property that you're inheriting, does not go outside of your shevet. Because it's important that the inheritance, the physical inheritance of each tribe, ends up remaining within that tribe. So it's a very interesting thing. It's talking about the physical inheritance, but it's also talking about the spiritual inheritance. And as what did each tribe stand for? What were the credos that they believed in? And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was commanding the Benos Slavchad in all of the Shiftei Yisrael. In other words, that each tribe has its unique characteristics, and they shouldn't try to commingle. They should remain true to their own attributes. And to their, excuse me, to their own attributes, and to their own midos, their own strengths that they bring to Klal Yisrael, because to lose those strengths means to diminish Klal Yisrael. So they married appropriately. And as they married appropriately, and this is how the Seder ends, that our nachla won't go. And this is something that we have to realize in terms of assimilation, that we can't go look and say, oh, this is a good thing from here, this is a good thing here. No, and also we have to remain staunch in our beliefs the works of our fathers have to remain in our hands, and we have to strengthen them and build on them. And as a result of that, I will have the Chazak, Chazak, Meniz, Chazek, will have the ultimate Gula for us and for all of mankind. Good night, Shabbos.